This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers.
Hi there, Marina Ventura here. I love finding out about the natural world, and that includes the Earth's climate. We know that weather can change from one day to the next, but climates can change too, over the time span of years, centuries, or even longer. So I'm on a mission to fill MapApp with the latest climate information with the help of some awesome climate explorers. Come on then, let's go. There's a lot more to the ground under our feet than the pavement.
That's right. There's lots of stuff under the streets, from pipes carrying water and waste to cables delivering energy and the internet to our schools and homes. There might also be an underground railway under your feet. But as well as man-made objects, you might also find things that can tell us what the planet used to be like. Here's a clue. Fossils, such as woolly mammoth or saber-toothed cat remains, are incredibly valuable. They don't just tell us what creatures on Earth were like thousands of years ago. They can also give us clues about the environment too.
And even the soil itself is packed full of clues about past climate changes. Let's talk to a climate explorer who's getting to the bottom of some climate conundrums.
Hi, I'm Matt. By looking at old rocks and soils, we can learn about what the world used to be like. I'm especially interested in Ice Age climate and how glaciers shape and change the landscape during a cold period of the natural climate cycle. Did you know England was once buried under miles of ice? We can learn about this by looking at the landscape that all this ice carved out and the soils they left behind, like muds that formed in the bottom of lakes that were created when glaciers melted at the end of the last ice age. As well as digging holes to find rock and soil samples, I use special equipment that can see through the ground and create images of what's buried deep beneath my feet.
Sounds like a lot of fun. But how do you see through the ground? Sounds like you'd need some X-ray specs or lasers for that.
Well, not quite. We use something called a ground-penetrating radar. It sends pulses into the earth. The way those pulses behave can tell us what's down there.
That would be a really great app for you, Mappy.
The weather conditions over time can cause rocks and soil to behave in different ways. By studying really old samples, we can understand some of the natural ways that climate has changed over millions of years. This helps in two ways. It helps us to learn what to expect when the Earth changes naturally and how fast this happens, and also helps us see which changes are natural and which are new, caused by modern-day effects such as pollution and deforestation. I've travelled to lots of exciting places. I've scanned sand dunes in Morocco, explored volcanoes in Spain, although they weren't erupting at the time, and also have dug up sea sediment in the English Channel.
Really valuable work. Thanks, Matt. Learning from our Earth's history makes a lot of sense. After all, the planet has been around for 4.5 billion years, and humans have only been a tiny fraction of that.
And climate explorers like Matt can help share that knowledge.
Talking of sharing knowledge, ready for upload, Mappy?
Load me up.
Next time, we'll be taking a walk in the woods, finding out more about how studying the forests can help us learn more about the Earth's climate. See you soon.
Marina Ventura's Climate Explorers, supported by the Natural Environment Research Council, the science of the natural world. Find out more at funkidslive.com/marina.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.